Welcome to the day's play on AFL Nation. This afternoon at the MCG, the Pies defeated the Giants by 11 points to jump inside the top eight. They recorded their ninth win of the season and they are in the eight to end a big round 15. Into seventh place, to be exact, on the ladder behind the Sydney Swans on percentage and ahead by a game of the Dogs, the Tigers and St Kilda, rolling down into the bottom 10 of the AFL table. Collingwood got out to as much as a 37-point lead at three-quarter time, but the Giants came back strong in the last quarter with a 7-goal-to-2 final term to really give the Pies a scare. The closest they got was 10 points by the time Toby Green scored his goal in the 26th minute of the last term, but the Pies were able to hold off the Giants in the final 3 minutes of the game. Here's how the AFL Nation call team of Jordan Canellas, Michael Barlow and Adam Cooney called the game at the MCG. Scrubs a kick to the top of the goal square. Jesse Hogan collects it on the bounce. He shrugs off Quaynor and he pokes it through for the game's opening goal. Moore under the pump gets the handball, but it's been cut off by Hogan. Now Whitfield, right foot kick around the body. Lockie Whitfield converts the Giants' second goal. From 50, let's fly. Right foot kick looking very good from Jamie Elliott. And the Pies have their first. Jamie Elliott looking for goal number two already. Jamie Elliott leans back on the kick from dead in front and he gets his seconds. Set this one up to the top of the goal square. Goes into the goal square. Might go all the way. Brody Majacek from a long way out has put that one through the goal square. Dribbles through and the Pies have their third goal. Along the boundary line looking for Henry, who had a good piece of the mark. It was then kicked back into the goal square. Brody Majacek on the line. So it's side bottom's free kick. 50. And 50. Must be for downfield, I think. Deal side bottom. Has kicked the goal from the top of the goal square. Haynes was there, couldn't mark. Tom Green at the fall of the footy. Wraps it around the body and Tom Green scores. Left foot kick inside 50. Mark taken maybe by Henry. They've paid it. Henry for his first goal today. Opens up the angle, curls it around. Courtney for the Giants at Jesse Hogan converts. Right foot kick, set shot, drop punt, goal. Inovan looking for his first goal today. Set shot from the top of the 50. Strikes it well. And a big broad smile spreads across his face, Jack Inovan. Hogan lays it off to Taranto, runs into Murphy, gave it to Canelio. Around the body, Stephen Canelio scores. That was as swift as you like from the Giants. Mason Cox inside 50. Henry's the target. Ginnivan out the back. He can collect on the bounce. Handball's over the top. Majacek, McCreary, goal square, goal! End-to-end footy from the Pies. Directly in front, Darcy Cameron trots in. Right foot kick, nurses it down the middle. The Pies move further clear of the Giants. Left foot kick is a wobbler inside 50, but it hits the chest of Jake Riccardi. Riccardi, he'll kick it from about 35, 40 metres. Right foot kick is on the way. Does a bit of work to the right goalpost, but squeezes through. Delivers down that side of the 50. Hogan came in. He'll try and claim the mark, but it's wrenched free at the last. Bruin over to Kelly, who swings it to the teeth of goal. Josh Kelly has scored an absolute ripper. How has he worked that one around? The Giants in the centre square. Long kick inside 50. It might favour Riccardi here. One-on-one with Darcy Moore, who sockers it back towards the goal line. It's deliberate. Gone over. Oh! It's deliberate. It's deliberate. It was beyond the top of the goal square. Darcy Moore kicked it back to the goal line. It went through for a behind. And the umpire has swung the arm underneath. The signal deliberate. It'll be a Giants goal from the top of the goal square. Converted by Jake Riccardi. And the Giants have scored three quick goals in a row to start the last quarter, 5 minutes old. Three-quarter time, down to 20 points now. And a holding free kick in the stoppage is going against the Giants, against Harry Himmelberg. And it'll be a Collingwood set shot from directly in front. Darcy Cameron skips in from straight in front. Right foot kick has eased it down the middle. Darcy Cameron gets his seconds. Up and under kick inside 50. Taylor tries to hammer it away. Gets it off. Majacek. Bad handball. Ollie Henry takes it. Works it around the body. Flies it to the goal line. And gets the goal. Gets away quickly. Works it up the middle of the 50 towards Hogan, who gets back and takes an overhead mark on the behind line. The banana kick from the right forward pocket. About 10 metres out. Converts. Right up the middle of the 50. Lockie Ash gives it a good hit. keeps low.
Got it there, I think.
And he has scored. Good set shot from Lucky Ash. And he gets some options. Well, I was going to say get some options inside 50, but Hogan will be the option inside 50 because it'll be brought 50 metres forward.
Might be another one. Yeah, it's all the way. Is it?
Is it 100?
100.
Well, Taylor Adams is still consuming the angry pills. Did the old descent.
Double D.
Yep, the double D. And now Adams comes to the bench. Just that little bit of jam hovering around.
Well, it's 17 points with 4 minutes 50 seconds to go. So it's not insurmountable.
The long kick up to centre-half forward. Hogan out-muscles Darcy Moore, brings it down to Kelly, who delivers to the top of the goal square. Toby Green takes the mark.
Hey, your time, Tobe.
Doesn't need a rush.
He does need to kick the goal, though.
He goes back quickly over his mark and pokes it through.
Hello. Hello.
And the game is all of a sudden out of nowhere down to 10 points the difference.
Wow.
And that will pretty much be it as the Giants go up the middle and Scott Pendlebury takes the mark in the centre of the MCG. He'll swing it out to the near side. Isaac Quaynor. The Pies triumphant at the MCG. Victors by 11 points. So Collingwood winners 11-22-88 to the Giants 12-5-77, an 11-point win for Collingwood to jump inside the top eight at the end of round 15. On the goal scorers tally, Jesse Hogan was the top goal scorer of the day with the Giants kicking 4 goals, 2 goals apiece all the way down for Jamie Elliott, Brody Majacek, Ollie Henry and Darcy Cameron for Collingwood. All equal with 2 goals. Jake Riccardi also scored 2 quick goals in that last quarter for GWS. The top possession getters, all from the Giants. Stephen Cornelio had 31 touches. Harry Himmelberg, 30. Isaac Cumming, 27. And Josh Kelly, 26. Still Sidebottom had 26 touches for the Pies. Josh Kelly kicked the goal of the day as well with a lovely goal from the junction of the 50-metre arc and the boundary at left half forward, swinging it all the way back. Here's how our AFL Nation experts, Michael Barlow and Adam Cooney, broke down the game.
They hung around, and it was the inaccuracy of the Pies. With 33 scoring shots, you'd imagine they put them away pretty significantly if they take their opportunities. But they hung around, and the Giants, at the end of the day, were pretty underwhelming in the way they played. Their execution, in particular inside forward 50, was below par. Around the ball, they took too long to get into the game in terms of contested possession and clearance, of which for large parts it was all the Collingwood Football Club that dominated it.
Yeah, they were clearly the better side. I mean, the ball use was slicker. The Giants, some of their entries inside 50 left a bit to be desired, but they left the door ajar just due to inaccurate kicking. Their efficiency inside 50 was reasonably good when they got it in there. 51.6% of the time they scored, averaging 45 for the year. Inside 50s finished up plus 12. Clearances were 37 clearances to 28. They ended up winning the centre clearances 13 to 10 in the end. They had some really important ones in the last quarter after GWS got a little bit of a run on. Just managed to kick one. Cameron got a big one in the last quarter. It was a close one in the end, but contested possession plus 14 in the end to the Pies. So they did well to get close to Giants, but you just feel like the Pies took the foot off the pedal a little bit, thought the game was over, and they got it done in the end. So they roll on and they're in the eight.
They are in the eight. They jump into the top eight. They started the round in ninth position, so they were level with a number of teams in the eight as far as win-loss goes and premiership points, but now they've managed to jump a couple as well as a result of, in particular yesterday, the Tigers losing. So that's the main team. And then St Kilda as well falling to Sydney last night. So this round of footy that saw the all top eight teams play each other, the bottom 10 teams all played each other. Collingwood just outside the top eight. They've been the beneficiary of the losers from the top eight v top eight games, predominantly yesterday's slew of matches. So Collingwood in the eight. Would the Pies be... What would the Pies take away from this game in the way that they were able to execute the game? They sort of let it slip a little bit. They just fell away in that last quarter. But what will Craig McRae be most pleased with about today?
Yeah, well, my thought on it would be all the numbers that Adam Cooney just read out. You walk away really comfortable that your style is standing up and it's based around the contest, being able to win the contest and own the balance of the contest, and from there things flow. Today they were very inaccurate in front of goals, but if you walk away from most games with 33 scoring shots, you're going to win. I'd say most, I'd nearly say all. The only reason the Giants stayed in the game today was that they only kicked 1 point after quarter time for 11 goals, whereas Collingwood just kept missing and kept inviting them opening. So you walk away as a coach thinking, okay, what's the frustration for today? Well, conversion. So that's a bit of individual stuff there to tidy up for the Collingwood side, but also you know, the coaches can get to work on that goal-kicking program as much as anyone.
But even spread too, like you look at the Collingwood side today and no one really had a poor day. I mean, Mason Cox was the lowest disposal winner with 5, but even he had a couple of big moments in that second half. Isaac Chug nearly got a couple of goals. I mean, Henry kicked a couple. McCreary with a goal and 10 disposals and 7 tackles. His tackling today and his pressure was huge, and he stays in the side because of it. So, I mean, everyone contributed at some point in the game, which is a really positive sign for the Pies. Darcy Cameron continues to improve with 2 goals, 17 disposals. Ginnivan, who wasn't his most electric day, kicked a goal, still had 18 disposals and just puts so much pressure on. Jack Crisp, again, was a little bit down, but still had the 4 clearances. So it was a really even spread from Collingwood. I think that's what Craig McRae would be really pleased with. They should have put him away a lot earlier in this contest. There's no doubt about that. So that's a room for improvement. But, I mean, overall, 5 wins in a row, all things looking upwards for the Pies.
That's it for us here from the day's play. We'll leave you with Collingwood, who won by 11 points with their team song from the Rooms.